Welcome back to a brand new episode. You know, it's TLC talk, really, is what we do. We talk TLC shows, and I'm obsessed, and I have so much good tea, and there's so many stories floating around the internet about all these damn shows. I just can't get enough. And you know what I can't get enough of is literally how much, I guess, like, fodder, if you will, is still coming out about Sister Wives, even though... And I mean, help me remember this. When was season 17 Sister Wives, the one-on-ones? A month ago? I mean, is that when the third one wrapped? I mean, it's been so long, but there is so much coming out. I mean, Christine is dating. We have to talk about that. People have theories, not just like people, like some of the Brown kids have theories as to why everyone's coming for Mary now. We've got to talk about that. McKelty and Tony sat down and gave their feelings. Tony, McKelty's husband, gave his feelings on Mary. People were like, what is going on? Like, everyone is like, what in the fuck is going on? Also, Tammy, our girl Tammy Slayton from Thousand Pound Sisters, who I love, who everyone on TikTok believes, you don't love her. You posted a picture. You said she was fake. Like, no. And then I apologized. You guys came for me. You said it was not a fake photo of her weight loss. And quite honestly, you guys were right. Why does it matter? I shouldn't be critiquing her weight loss. She's lost a ton of weight. She's now reportedly lost close to 300 pounds. If you didn't check out my episode last week with Dr. Eric Smith, her bariatric surgeon, go and listen. He's great. I think he's amazing. You know, everybody has a hot take, including myself. I mean, Lord knows. Lord knows I run my damn mouth left and right, honey, on this app, on every app. So please feel free to run yours, okay? But people are like, Dr. Eric Smith is only for publicity. I'm like, Dr. fucking Now sells earrings of his own damn face and does like endless cameos. Like, if you're on television, everybody is working an angle. I don't believe, I've had Dr. Eric Smith, who's Tammy Slayton and her brother Chris's bariatric surgeon, twice on my podcast. I don't believe he's first of all, he has no products. He has no merch. I gave him a hard time about that. I'm like, you're not hawking yourself enough. He genuinely has a great relationship with these individuals and cares about him. And everybody is like, not everyone. Some people are coming for him in my interview. But go and listen. I think it's terrific. He gives great updates. I think what is different and what we're seeing on season four right now of Thousand Pound Sisters is Tammy Slayton, I think, is in a different mindset that she really wants to change and things are really going well. Now, I will tell you coming up on this podcast today why people are very unhappy with Tammy Slayton's therapist. And people have theories about the therapist. Did you see, like, the sweet woman? Anyway, she was on. But we have a ton of... I'll tell you all about the therapist and what people think about her on Thousand Pound Sisters. We've got a ton of things to get to, mostly centering around Sister Wives. And then also 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After. I have new news for you coming out about a divorce. One of the couples on Happily Ever After is reportedly over and headed for a divorce. So I will tell you about that. All right, let's start with Sister Wives because everybody loves it. You know, I'm also live on my TikTok. For you guys listening to the podcast, hopefully I am obsessed with TikTok. I love it. I mean, I don't think anyone likes me on TikTok, but I don't even care. It's like, it's something about the comments like go by so fast on TikTok. I don't even care whether people like me or not. Or maybe, I don't know. Or maybe I'm just getting older. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just a bitch. I don't know. I just love it. Now I bring up my TikTok and I scroll and it's just like, you fucking have no information. No one's going to listen to your podcast, you bitch. I'm like, all right, well, you know, I mean... I'm enjoying it. Maybe I'm too addicted to the hate. So on my TikTok right now, if you have any questions, comments about Sister Wives, load them up. People are saying, I remember you from Hot 99.5. It's true. I do. This is what I love about social media is 10 years after leaving the Kane Show on Hot 99.5. And my loyal podcast listeners at this point are like, if you fucking mention the Kane Show and Hot 99.5 one more time. I know, but I literally have people like Separate Church and State on TikTok right now going, I remember you from 99.5. Like, people remember me from that morning radio show 100 years ago. It was one of the most listened to morning shows in the country from 2007 until 2013, and people still remember. Okay, people want to know what happened to Mary. Leon is Mary's child. Yes, I will tell you about that. Lucy, thank you. I have a fan in Lucy who says, I love your content. Oh, Baseball Life says, avid listener. Thank you. Okay, you know what? I take it back. There's some love. We love you all. Tex_Jules. We'll love you too. All right, let's dive into the Sister Wives stuff. All right, so first of all, Leon is marrying Cody's only child who is transgender and identifies as they, them. Now, a big video went viral this past week because they, them, Leon, has done top surgery, which essentially means has had her breasts removed. She was making a cup of coffee, narrating the film. A lot of people had a lot of chatter about that film, okay? But the interesting part, and I think this is interesting, is that supposedly Mary is like so supportive of them, like is their number one fan. And Gwendolyn, of course, one of Cody's children, she must make a fucking fortune on that Patreon. I got to get on that Patreon. Does anyone subscribe to Gwendolyn's? I just like read all the shit from other people and then I have my own thoughts. As now a new fan of Sister Wives, I ought to get on. She must make a fucking fortune from that Patreon. So, because she drops tea left and right. So Gwendolyn commented on the video this past week from her Patreon episode where she also says, you know, Leon Brown had top surgery. And she says that, you know, most people in the Brown family are supportive of her, of they, them being trans. However, she won't go on to name people in the family that are not accepting of it and doesn't really say much beyond that, except for says Mary is Leon's biggest fan and supporter. So this leads to an interesting theory too, because a lot of people are really drumming up a lot of backlash over the past week, 2 weeks about the backlash to Mary. Is this making sense? The backlash, a backlash, a backlash. Am I canceling it now? Okay. What people are saying is, why all of a sudden are McKelty, are Tony, is Peyton, Gwen, why is everybody coming for Mary all of a sudden? And in fact, a lot of audience members in the comments, it's very interesting, are saying, I don't believe this. I think this is a deflection because they're really deflecting from the issue, which is Cody. That Cody is emotionally abusive. He's a narcissist. He's a sociopath. I mean, he's television gold, I'll tell you right now. Now, him as my dad? I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know, you know? So people are now beginning to sympathize a lot with Mary and feel that Mary is getting the brunt of this as to deflect from Cody, which is kind of an interesting theory, because have you really heard much negative over the past 2 weeks about Cody? And by the way, like, does anyone meet him out at like fucking Walmart? I would freak out. I would be like, I would nominate myself as their next sister wife. I'd be like, Robin, chick, you can be number one. Girl, I am fine with being second fiddle. You do you, Robin. Keep him over at your place because I do not want to sleep with him in that scraggly, raggly, curly hair. But like, I'm auditioning, you know? So, you know, anyhow, Gwen on her latest podcast kind of leads to fans' theories that they're deflecting from Cody, because Gwendolyn says, well, Gwendolyn drops a ton of tea. I got to get on this Patreon. I got to. So, you know, people, before I get into what Gwendolyn has to say about Mary, you know, people are getting tired of the back and forth. They're getting tired of the back and forth between the kids. The kids said, you know, Peyton did the big interview. He obviously is the first one to really say that Mary was physically abusive to the kids. Now McKelty and Tony have spoken. A lot of people are getting over it. It's interesting. I mean, when people say they're over it, are they really over it? Because, you know, we're getting a season 18. They're already filming. I just think this show, there's no way in hell this show is getting canceled. I mean, it's not. Even if people want some of the kids' stuff to go away. Comments are, you know, Mary's not nice. I fully believe Mary was a mental abuser. She's not nice either. And by the way, because, so Tony and McKelty sit down for interviews this past week, right? Or for comments, videos that were posted. And, you know, Tony is McKelty's husband. And by the way, this season, when we saw, like, God bless anybody. I'm sure everybody on here had a home birth. I mean, good for you. I just, when they give birth at home and they lay down a bunch of blankets and sheets and you just, like, have that baby on your bed, like, I don't know. I am, like, paranoid. Like, I need to be around a doctor, like people that have, like, I know a midwife, they've done like a million births. I'm sorry. What I'm getting at here is I'm not really a fan of home births, okay? Everyone's logging out and being like, you bitch, you don't know anything about it. You're right, I don't. Because I would never give birth at home. I'm sorry. Too many things can go wrong. It makes me too nervous. I know a ton of people across this country do it every day, and it's lovely and it's beautiful. And you know what? Maybe they're right and I'm completely wrong. And P.S., I'm having a hard time getting pregnant again, so maybe the joke's on me. And I should have popped that baby. I should have popped my son out in my bathtub, and I'd be knocked up three times by now. You know what I'm saying? It's probably me, okay? But when they had that birth at their house, like, and Tony was just there, like, sipping on a soda from 7-Eleven, I was just like, okay, this, like, is another level. So Tony says, essentially, he never really hung out with Mary. So in all the time he's been a part of that family, he's really never hung out with Mary. He doesn't really have a relationship with Mary, but he stands by his wife, and Mary was mean to McKelty. Now, of course, we all know what's come out is that Mary was the most abusive to McKelty. And, you know, she says that, you know, she doesn't really like Mary. She, you know, and Tony says the same thing because obviously Mary and McKelty have beef. Okay. So they gave their statement this week. You know, she, you know, McKelty also says that Mary is very intimidating. She's intimidating towards everybody in the family, to the kids. There's really no love lost there, okay? Now, Gwen, her podcast this week says that, interestingly enough, and this is where I find, I don't, see, now I'm conflicted. I don't know if Mary's, like, good team, like, I don't know if I'm team Mary or not. Because Gwen says, when all these allegations of abuse first surfaced, that Mary actually reached out to her. And Mary is allowing people to be upset with her and called Gwen. Physically called Gwen herself and wanted to know how Gwen felt. And essentially, you know, no, again, if you subscribe to the Patreon, you got all of the tea. But from what I'm hearing and reading, they had a conversation where Mary addressed the rumors head on and wanted to know, like, if she was ever abusive physically and emotionally towards Gwendolyn. This is Gwendolyn's side of the story. So this is like, I mean, that's pretty big if that happened, because I think all of us have been wronged by someone, oh my God, to various degrees. And I can't even imagine what it must be like to be physically abused by a family member in any way. But for them to then call you and apologize is like pretty big. So Gwen says that they have talked and that Gwen has opened the conversation and has willingly admitted that she has made mistakes. Now, you can still go to one of Mary's upcoming retreats. You know, she hosts retreats. She has the bed and breakfast. A lot of people are still jumping on that train. But I'm just so amazed at how much discussion is still coming out about Sister Wives. This was obviously one of the most epic, highly, highly rated, you know, seasons of all time. People are saying, do you remember the episode when they were camping and Mary yelled at the kids? I don't. I think Gwen is a bit of an exaggerator. One other comment. Every one of my delivery emergencies. Oh, every one of my children had a delivery emergency. If I were at home, I would have died. Okay, that's why I'm with you. I can't do the home birth. Cody is fertile. He can help you get pregnant again. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Oh my God. Oh my God. I know. Okay. And then Christy says that Mary has always given her good vibes. Look, now I'm confused because a lot of people are really defending Mary. They're really defending Mary. They're not happy. She's offering retreats. If you want to find out more, you can just go to Mary's Instagram. The retreats are very expensive, like $6,000, $8,000 for the weekend. I got to start fucking doing retreats. I mean, I don't know what you guys would see if you like, if we all went to a hotel, but I mean, I'm sure I could come up with some courses, you know, courses in how to podcast. Like I got you. But Gwen goes on this past week to also dispel some other big rumors. Is Cody a bad tipper? She says that the rumor on the internet about Cody, her father, being a bad tipper is not true. She says that Cody is a generous tipper. Do we believe that? A All right, quick pause to thank two sponsors, Dan Campos. Dan Campos is a licensed financial advisor in multiple states. He is amazing. CamposFinancialGroup.com. No minimum. That's the scary part. Some of these big guys, whether you're going to UBS or if you're going to JPMorgan Chase to invest your money, you can call them and they can go, we got a $2 million minimum. If you don't have $2 million in investments, they don't want you as a client. I'm sorry. I hate that shit. With Dan Campos, you never have to worry about that. Whether you've got $500, $5,000, or $5 million, Dan's is taking brand new clients. I've gotten great reviews about Dan already from you guys. Go to CamposFinancialGroup.com and tell him the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Christy Littman Photo. Now's the time to book a great photo shoot for your engagement or your wedding. Christy Littman is located on the West Coast, out here, baby, on the West Coast. But she travels nationwide, and she's from the Washington, D.C. area. Her books are open for 2023 and 2024, I believe. Don't quote me exactly, but I know they're open for 2023. She only has a few spots left, too. Go to ChristyLittmanPhoto.com, book her, and tell her you heard about her from The Sarah Fraser Show. Then on top of that, Gwen says that Cody, this is the only part I do not believe. Now, I don't have anybody confirming this, okay? This is just my own theory. Gwen goes on to say that Cody and Robin are not looking for other sister wives. I do not believe it. I don't believe it because there is no show. There is no show without the basis of this. Because what are we going to see? Janelle and Christine don't live in the same city. Mary doesn't live in the same city. Without them casting and getting to know, I guarantee you, you wait, by the end of season 18, Mary and Robin are going to be having some sort of play dates or family dates with some other polygamists in the areas, and they're going to be lightly testing the waters to meet somebody else. Gwen is like in the family, so she knows more than I do. But Gwen says that's 100% inaccurate. They are not looking for other people. I don't know if I believe that. I really don't. I don't think there's a show without it. Peyton said when he did his big interview, I mean, this show, this is how they make all of their money, of course. I mean, they're at this point at season 17, they're making hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm sure even millions. If they're not, it's crazy because they all have like LuLaRoe, you know, things going on. And Lori says we need to get one person at Mary's TikTok, at Mary's retreat. Oh my God, we do. Okay, you know what? We might need to start like a GoFundMe and send somebody. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that The Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU, You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. So she says that her dad is not seeking other wives. I don't know. On top of that, Gwen is also the one that basically a little bit is kind of defending Mary and saying that one of the reasons that Mary is getting all the brunt of this is because all the kids want to have some sort of relationship with Cody because he's their biological father. And of course, we know Mary and Cody only have one child together. So the other kids feel like Mary's not really their real mom, so they are going to side with Cody because they do want to keep some relationship with their father. That theory makes the most sense to me as to why. And again, I don't really have any skin in this game. I enjoy the drama. Like, I'm really not team anyone. Like, I think the kids, like, anytime you come out with, like, a story of abuse, like, there's always people that question that. Always, 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 for whatever reason. I think it's just people process things in different ways at different times. But I agree with Gwen. I think they're going to do what they have to do to keep a relationship with their dad. And then TikTok fans say we should be asking Robin's kids. They're all in the same house and they would know. I know. I want to ask Robin's kids. Aren't Robin's kids like 12 and 11? But you know what? It's never too early to get on social media. Get going. So that was it. Christine is dating. Christine posted on her social media she's dating and it's awkward as hell. She looks great, by the way. Janelle is apparently, you know, I love Janelle. I love all these women. I find them so entertaining. I don't even find Robin that bad. Again, I don't think it's Robin. I think it's Cody. I do. I think Robin's in the middle because I do think Robin's like madly in love with Cody. And by the way, Peyton said, Robin was with a really abusive man for years. So like Cody is the savior. So I think, you know, I don't know. I don't mind Robin, but they all hate Robin. So I guess Robin's a bitch. I don't know. But Christine is out dating. Now that's going to be fun to watch next season. She looks fantastic. She's lost some weight. She looks fabulous. She looks healthy. She looks refreshed. She's dating again. She says it's wild. Don't we want to see Christine's profile? Somebody find me Christine from Sister Wives profile out there in the universe on Hinge or Raya, whatever the if she's on. Okay. Find me that damn dating profile. Oh, Robin's got 3 teen kids as well. At least one of them's an adult. You know what? Get them on the podcast. Get them on the goddamn show. That's what we need. That is what we need. People say all the time Christine and Janelle are getting a spinoff. I doubt it. What are you going to see? What are we going to see? If Christine and Janelle get a spinoff, what are we really going to see? We're not going to see much. I mean, like, maybe they could Thelma and Louise it for, like, around, you know, I don't know, the Midwest or something for a while. But, I mean, or the whatever, wherever they are. Like, in the, I don't know. You know, what's that part? Like, what is Texas considered? Like, not the South. It's like, you know, I don't know, the West. Anyhow, this is an entertainment podcast, not geography, okay? I'm not a huge fan. I love Janelle. I'm not a huge fan. She's launched a weight loss program. I do not believe in weight loss programs. I don't. I lost 70 pounds mindful eating. I had done every diet out of the sun. I spent $25,000 in my lifetime on diets. I went to Weight Watchers multiple times. I did Slim Fast and Kashi Go Lean diet and the Atkins diet. Every book, every women's health magazine, I never lost a fucking pound. I lost weight and I would gain it all back. I hate fad diets. Janelle has a fad diet. So that's the only part about Janelle I don't love. I don't love it. I don't love telling people you are going to lose weight and keep it off. And when I say keep it off, 95% of people fail a diet. Google it. Google it. Don't come for me. Don't come for you. Already came for me over the Tammy picture this week. Don't come for me. 95% of people that go on diets within 5 years gain all the weight back and more. Okay, go and Google The Biggest Loser. Where are they now? Most of them have gained the weight. It's sad. It's terrible. Food is an addiction like alcohol. It's awful. People are, I was an emotional eater. I'm not a huge fan of her. She promotes it all the time. It's like teas and you know, various drinks. But God bless her. You know, Janelle's lost weight. I think she's doing it. I think she's supposed to be doing it like, you know, slowly. So maybe that's a good thing. You know, certainly if you lose weight slower over time instead of like, don't get on Ozempic, you guys. Don't get on Ozempic. Or what's the other one there? Just don't do it. Everybody, I live here in Los Angeles. Everybody's on Ozempic. Don't do it. It's awful. The side effects are terrible. You're going to gain all the weight back. And it's not worth your health. If you don't, if you're not really a diabetic, you don't need to be on it. Gypsy says that the Brown family are all about them MLMs. They really are. They're all about those multi-level marketing companies. Oh, my God. Those LuLaRoe leggings. Woo! Lord, I love that documentary. That was juicy. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, I think it was on Hulu or Netflix. Basically, it was like a scam. Manjaro. Thank you. Manjaro is the other one. So they push Plexius. Is Plexius the diet? Is Plexius the diet drink? And somebody says Janelle's a very good person. I think Janelle's probably an amazing person. I think she's like, she seems sweet. She has, everything about her seems kind and sweet. I just, like I said, I have a problem. I just, it's my personal, just my personal thing. If you've lost weight on Atkins and you've kept it off, I'm so happy for you. Whatever it takes for you to be healthy. I just know that most diets don't work and it is just a bunch of horseshit. And anyway, I know it's like, sorry, that's how I feel about Janelle's dieting thing. Okay. Tammy Slayton. Let's go back to Tammy Slayton from 1,000-Pound Sisters. And if you guys have other tea on Sister Wives, please drop it. I love it. Every single week, more and more comes out. I'm very happy for the family. They have to be making cash, cash, bank, bank, cash, cash, cash. I mean, between Peyton, between Gwen, between McKelty. I mean, they are out here in the streets saying what they need to say. So get your coins. I never want to stand between anyone and getting their coins. Okay? So get it, get it, get it. All right, 1,000-Pound Sisters, why are people upset with Tammy Slayton's therapist? Tammy Slayton's therapist appearing on multiple episodes this season to help Tammy Slayton with her addiction issues. And, you know, I have such compassion. I love Tammy and Amy so much. I know Tammy had a very difficult childhood. I'm sure there's a lot more under the surface that we haven't even heard yet, even though we're on season four of 1,000-Pound Sisters. Tammy's been through a lot. You know, I mean, to be at 700 and something pounds, nearly die, even though your doctors are telling you there's a lot there, right? But a lot of people feel that the therapist is basically framing Tammy. Are you all kidding? Are you all bananas? Because we all know Tammy does not like to talk about her deep, dark feelings and her addiction. And people feel that the therapist pushes too much. What? This therapist is trying to help her. Why do you think, like, I don't, you know, people go, oh, the show picked the therapist and not Tammy. Well, how do you know that? How do you know Tammy didn't have a say in picking, like, help picking her therapist? I just think, I feel like we are seeing a whole new Tammy Slayton. I think Tammy wants to get help. She seemed in therapy like that first, you know, session and what they teased that she, you know, was going to sit down and talk to her. And, you know, apparently it's a very contentious couple of sessions that we're going to see. Of course, Tammy's got a lot of shit. She's got to get out there, you know? She's got a lot of stuff. But I do not think that this therapist is trying to frame her. This woman looks like a sweet woman. I mean, she looks like she's had some plastic surgery. I mean, I can't hate on that. Like, I love a little plastic surgery myself. But I don't think that the therapist is trying to frame her and has ill intention. Like, every therapist is like doctors. Well, okay, you know, do no harm, right? There's some bad therapists out there. But I really think this woman has sincere intentions with Tammy. I think everybody on the show genuinely wants to help her. All right. People are saying, I love people like Tammy are extremely stubborn. You have to push or nothing will get better. I mean, Jessica, I don't know. I mean, I think you have to use a lot of kindness and patience with Tammy. She's amazing. I think she's been through a lot. I think there's probably a lot in that childhood that we don't even know, and I'm not sure we'll be shared on TV or not. Okay, I know all the people with money are in the weight loss injections now, all the celebs. I know, everybody's on Ozempic and Mounjaro. Miss Kelly says, I love Tammy. I do too. She calls her out, which is the therapy that she needs. It's true. You do want a therapist. I've been to multiple therapists. I mean, you do want a therapist that like stops you, pushes you to get to the root of the bottom of it, the root of the cause of it. Anyway, get to the bottom of it. That's what I was going for. And you want somebody that offers you real help and solutions. I think Tammy's team is really helping her. I cannot wait till the end of the season and the reveal. And I can't wait to find out more about Caleb, the husband. Everything is very close to the chest. This is a, you know, Thousand Pound Sisters had its biggest ratings season premiere ever for the history of TLC. Huge ratings. So it is being held and kept very close to the chest as to what is actually going on with Tammy Slayton and her marriage. I cannot wait. Okay. Let's move on. I have bad news. If you were an Angela and Michael fan, In Touch just broke this today, like 19 minutes ago, that Michael and Angela are officially over, according to In Touch. Let me read it because I don't believe Angela has officially filed for divorce, but she is, she's filming a new spinoff. Don't believe Michael is a part of the spinoff, but they are officially separated. Angela wants, you know, because he admitted to cheating on Angela again on 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After. So now they split after 3 years of marriage and multiple affairs. It's over. 90 Day Fiancé stars Angela Deem and Michael, oh my God, I'm the worst with names. Is it Isamani? Okay, I'm not even close, am I? Anyway, have split after 3 years of marriage. In Touch exclusively says, Michael and Angela are not together, a source reveals to In Touch. The split comes after fans watched Angela deal with his cheating scandal and destructive ways. Oh my God. I mean, that I do stand by this. I love Angela. I mean, she is a character. She's going to be on a whole nother spinoff I'm going to tell you about. But I mean, it was like, I don't know, the reaction. I mean, I guess finding out that he was in fact cheating maybe justifies it a little more. But I mean, that was some serious, like hardcore, what seemed like abuse towards Michael, verbal. I don't know. I don't think you'd ever see a man on television acting that way. Tammy and her husband. I never catch Tammy and her husband live on TikTok. They go live like late at night. Somebody tell me because I never, ever see them. So Angela and Michael are officially separated. If you're just joining my live and you're wondering about the 90 Day Fiancé universe stuff, there you go. Now, TLC is reportedly filming another spinoff show that has been at a resort, and people at the resort are fucking pissed, okay? Unhappy vacationers are now leaving 1- and 2-star reviews at this resort. 90 Day Fiancé just closed out a season, of course, of Happily Ever After. TLC is reportedly planning to feature more in the future while dedicated fans hunker down and watch the new cast, The Other Way Season 4. It appears that Angela and other notable cast members are off with crews elsewhere at a resort, which I'm hearing is Key West, Florida, or down in Florida, and vacationers are not happy. Reddit, of course, uncovered the 90 Day Fiancé cast members in Isle Bella Beach Resort in Florida Keys. Thank you. I mean, I think I probably read that from the article and then just remembered it. But anyway, Angela's there. No sign of Michael, which certainly leads to these brand new hot announcements that they are getting divorced or they're at least separated. Kalani is going to be there and Asuelo. Now, a lot of people are very interested in Kalani and Asuelo because Asuelo has alluded to the fact that they are no longer together. So people are very interested for an update. There's no title for this show yet that we know. It also looks like Jovi and Yara are there and Big Ed and Liz. We are getting more Big Ed and Liz. How do you guys feel about that? Because a lot of people want Big Ed and Liz gone. But the 1-star reviews for this hotel are epic. Matt R. writes, the hotel itself is lovely, but don't come here expecting peace and quiet. The hotel is overrun with TV productions and weddings. We were shuffled from one part of the hotel to another to accommodate a reality TV show production, which we weren't warned about. The bar hotel and the adults pool was shut down during this time unless you consented to appear. And the production crew was filming children and their families at one of the remaining pools without warning them or asking for permission. Then another one writes, Becky writes, the only downside was there was filming for 90 Day Fiancé during our stay, which we were not made aware of by the resort prior to booking. There were crews everywhere, and at first was fine with it, but became a bit more annoying. For example, we were going to play a game hosted by the resort, by the bar at night, but it was canceled due to filming. Wow. Can you imagine giving a resort a 1-star review because, like, you couldn't play a fucking thing of, like, giant checkers? Like, I mean, what? Like, she's like, and we weren't allowed to play Settlers of Catan at the Barleycorn. And like, okay, how about stick around, have a free margarita, and watch. I'm a little tired of Ed myself, too. I just don't even believe Ed. And I think Ed and Liz, if I were Ed and Liz, I feel like they are friends. They are getting it from people on the side. And I feel like they have made a deal with TLC and said, y'all know what? Big Ed is like a character in himself. And so, I think they've just made deals. Like, we're going to keep doing these things. Like, this is our life. They're making money. I mean, they're making money. I do not believe that they are real. Like, Ed and Liz, I don't think that they're really together, but I think they're friends because Ed just gaslights her left and right. I mean, it's so abusive. It's just like, what? Big Ed, I'm ready to take a break from Ed myself. Osuelo is always going live by himself. Looks like he's not in the U.S. Well, great, because they've been filming in Florida together, so I think we're going to find out an update. Don't have any name yet for the show. I don't know. I did not enjoy the new 90 Day the Other Way. I haven't even watched The Other Way. I have so many reality shows that I watch for the Sarah Fraser show. And just basically, I love keeping up with pop culture. I love commenting on people's lives. Now, do I need a life? 110%. I mean, why I'm out here in these streets, as old as I am, still talking shit, I don't know. But it's like I can't help it. I'm channeling my grandmother Fraser. My grandmother Fraser, when I was 9 years old, I was very fat. My mom fed me Pepsi and chips every single day at McDonald's. And we would ride around Rangeley, Maine, this tiny little northern, like tiny little speck of a podunk town. And my grandmother would take me around and she would gossip about everybody. And we'd talk about who was having an affair with who and who was sleeping with who and who got divorced and whose kids don't speak to them. And I was 9 years old. Was this appropriate talk for a 9 year old? No. But then we go and make chocolate chip cookies and we eat the whole batch. I don't know. I'm channeling her. I love it. It's all in good fun. I always say this on my show. I don't even know if people are still listening at this point, but you know, like if you are, for the 10 people, every person that puts themselves on reality TV, I'm so grateful for. Every celebrity. I love celebrity because the idea of people worshiping another human being who's just a human. I mean, everybody sits on a pot and shits. You know, it's like, to me, it's so mind-blowing. What makes somebody so unique that people will wait hours? I wouldn't even wait hours if Cartier was giving away free love bracelets. You know what I'm saying? I've got something else to do and my ADD would kick in. The fact that people make people stars, I find that so fascinating. And I'm grateful for every person that puts themselves on reality TV. So I hope for everybody that listens that is a celebrity, because a lot of stars listen to the podcast from TLC to Bravo. If I've ever said anything shitty about you, I'm sorry. Just sometimes I like to weigh in as a fan, as somebody watching, and I know you're getting a crazy edit, you know, but you know, the way you're edited, I want to comment. And I don't know. I mean, I hope I'm on reality TV sometime because I'm going to be the worst. I have the worst mouth. I think you've seen that. And you've seen me on, I mean, how many apologies have I issued on TikTok? I can't even believe it. Like, people report me every day. I'm currently, people go, oh, you're making money off Tammy Slayton. I ain't making a lick. Kids, okay? I have been put in time out from the creator fund. I can't even make money in the creator fund on TikTok right now because y'all reported me so much. I love celebrities. I just have hot takes and I try to correct myself. Anyway, love you all. Thank you for following me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. Brand new episodes of The Sarah Fraser Podcast are dropped every single day on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere pods are played. Bye, everybody. Bye.